Governor Jim Doyle has hinted that he'll use his budget proposal to discuss changing Wisconsin school funding in a way that, quote, encourages the hiring and retention of good teachers. In the past, when the governor has discussed teacher pay, he's always brought up eliminating the qualified economic offer, known as the QEO. That's the state law that sets teacher raises at 3.8% when contract negotiations break down or when money for higher raises isn't there. In conversations with reporters over the past week, the governor has not said where that idea fits into his new school funding plan.
Well, I've always been against the QEO, so there's nothing new about that, and I don't think it's served the state well. But I do think there's some other challenges, how we make schools more efficient, you know, how we find ways to lower costs, how we increase quality, and so you may well see a proposal that deals with a lot of that.
The head of the state's largest teachers union says she doesn't know what's going to be in the governor's plan. But Wisconsin Education Association Council President Mary Bell says getting rid of the QEO is as important now as it's always been.
To say that in good times we'll hold your salary down and in bad times you should feel good because it's not as bad as it could be isn't really fair. It doesn't lend to a conversation that talks about what school district expenses are in total.
Bell's union will join with other education groups on Tuesday to unveil a school funding proposal of their own. While she was mum on details, one idea that's been discussed regularly has been a shift away from a reliance on local property taxes to other statewide taxes to pay for education. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.